In Belleau-sur-Mer, the wind blows the fishing boats home, as it has for the countless centuries people have lived here. Living by what nature provides. But not all is as it seems. These are Malagasy migrants. They move from the drought-ridden south in search of a means to survive. And their story is the interface between climate change and biodiversity loss.
In our place, we are suffering and there is no food. The kids are starving, so that's why we came here to Belleau-sur-Mer. It is too expensive to buy food, but with fishing, we can find cheap, even free food.
In the local fish market, amongst the myriad species, hammerhead shark is available for sale. It's a legal catch, but it's a globally threatened species. The arrival of the migrants is adding to the pressures on fish stocks and marine biodiversity already stretched by overfishing. We speed out to sea into a marine protected area. But with few resources, the no-fish zones are hard to police from a double threat.
The first one is the migrants who are coming in the dry season. The second is the big fishing boats who don't stay outside the protected zone, and they cut the nets and damage the gear of the smaller fishing boats.
Smoke rises in the distance. That's more biodiversity loss happening before our eyes. Slash and burn, deforestation. And soon we see the effects up close.
10 years ago, there were forests here.
Ghislaine tells me 900 square kilometres of virgin forest was destroyed by the migrants fleeing the southern drought to grow crops like peanuts and maize. The habitat loss is devastating.
Even I've seen many lemurs on the trees here, the dancing lemurs. I've seen them many times and
they were here.
They were here in this
room. 5 years ago.
Yeah, we stopped here to take them pictures. And the common brown, red-fronted brown lemurs or so, they were here.
There's no home for them now, is there?
Yeah.
For people fleeing the impacts of global warming, it's survival at all costs.
And this is going to happen all over the world, is impacts like sea level rise cause people to move further and further inland to escape rising seas, putting more and more pressure on environmental resources.
Here in Madagascar, slowing the ecological decline is key. But fundamental to that is improving the well-being of the average Malagasy as the climate they once knew changes beyond recognition. Nick Clark, Al Jazeera, Belleau-sur-Mer, Madagascar.